Says Daf Pei Beis. So we got a few lines down. The Gemara is around like 10 lines down or so. The first word in line is Maaser Ninhu. So the Gemara now says Amar Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami says Hamatfis Mos Maaser Sheni L'Shamim. What's Matfis Mos mean? So we said, but we learned already before that you could use Maaser Sheni money to buy Shamim. Buying is allowed. But to matvis, which means you want this money to transfer over to Kedusha Shlamim on it, on the money itself, and then to buy that with Shlamim, that he says, lo kunder Shlamim. That's not going to work. To use malus to buy actual Shlamim is fine, but to transfer Kedusha Shlamim on the coins themselves, that's not going to work. My time, what's the reason why not? The lo alima Kedusha Shlamim, the mechla Kedusha Maaser Sheni. I mean, the way it works is that to put Hekdesh Damim on top of already Hekdesh Damim doesn't work. It's not strong enough. If you were to buy an actual Shlamim, which is Kedusha's goof, an actual animal that had the ability to be Chal on the money and switch. But to take a Hekdesh of Shlamim and put on the Hekdesh of the coin of Maaser Sheni, that's not going to be effective. So again, they cannot be Matvis Maaser Sheni to Shlamim, to Kedusha Shlamim. So Gemara asks Meisive, Halokeach Chaya Lezivchei Shlamim. A person buys a Chaya, a wild animal for Shlamim, and we know that a Chaya can never be used as a carbon. So that's not going to work. So you buy it for Shlamim, but it's not going to actually be a Kedusha Shlamim. Because again, you don't bring a Chaya for Shlamim. And also, Vibehema Lebasar Taiva. You buy an animal that is fit for Shlamim, but you buy it for the purpose of Basar Taiva, just to eat a piece of steak. So we can ignore that second piece right now. Our concern is really the first case of Chaya. The lach is lo yatsa ha'or l'chulim. The or doesn't go to chulim. So you see from here that when a person is, in essence, when you're buying a chaya with Maaser Sheni, you're using Maaser Sheni, I should be clear. You're using Maaser Sheni mouse to buy a chaya for shlamim. Now, chaya for shlamim is not going to really be shlamim. So in essence, what you're doing is you want to be matvis. You're making this chaya into kedusha shlamim, whereby you're going to sell the chaya and use the money to buy a real behema for shlamim. So in essence, what's going on here is that you're taking Maaser Sheni, and you're now transferring it to the Kedusha of Shlamim, of again, only Kedusha's Damim of Shlamim, is now transferring to the Chaya, and then you're going to sell that to buy an actual animal for Shlamim. So Gemara says, now is that Lav Lameimer, not to say the Kani, that you can use Maos Maaser Sheni and put the Kedusha Shlamim on that Maos. You could transfer the Kedusha's Damim from Maaser Sheni to Shlamim, against what we've been saying. And the Gemara says, no, not true. It's Ha'itam Arlah, Rav said on the statement, Lo Kana Shlamim. It doesn't work, Shlamim. It actually doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, so when I try to buy this Chaya for Kedusha Shlamim, it doesn't work. So my Lo Yatza Ha'or L'chulim. Doesn't the Brisa say above? When you try to transfer Maaser Sheni to the Chaya for Shlamim, we say, ah, there's Kedusha on the Chaya, and therefore the or, lo yatza or l'chulin. You can't just use the skin as a chulin. You have to actually sell the Chaya with the or to buy an actual behema for Shlamim. So doesn't it seem to indicate that the Kedusha Shlamim does is Chal on the Maaser Sheni? So Gemara says, what does it mean, my lo yatza ha'or l'chulim, hachi kamor, eino b'toras lates ha'or l'chulim. I mean, it's not, you don't need to take it out. It doesn't have a kedusha shlamim in the or, rather it has kedusha's maaser sheni. So just to be clear again, I have money that's maaser sheni here now. And I want to buy this wild animal, let's say it's a deer. A deer is considered a chaya. So I want to buy the deer for shlamim, but a deer can't be used for shlamim. So when I buy it, so we see the halacha is, there's kedusha on that deer, there's kedusha's damim of shlamim, we initially thought, and that deer can now be sold for a behema, for a cow, for shlamim. So we see that the kedushas maaser sheni can be transferred to kedushas damim of shlamim. Mar says no. When I attempt to buy that chaya for shlamim, and we say that the or is not yotzel chulin, it's not because it becomes shlamim. It's not shlamim. It becomes maaser sheni. If I were to buy an animal with maos maaser sheni, that animal now has a din of maaser sheni. That's what happens. It's maos maaser sheni now, that deer, but nothing to do with the shlamim. You can't transfer hektesh maaser sheni to hektesh of shlamim. It can't be matvis maaser sheni to shlamim. So the Gemara now says, my time, what's the reason it doesn't work? So Amar Rab explains, it's nase kolokeach shor l'charisha. The loch is, let's say a person uses maos of maaser sheni to buy an ox that's used for charisha, so that the skin and the whole animal itself has a din of maaser sheni. You have to bring the shur, even though you bought it for harisha purposes, it has a din of ma'aser sheni, and you have to bring it to the yushlaim to have it eaten there or transferred to something else. Here as well, when you use mos ma'aser sheni to buy the chaya, that chaya has a din of ma'aser sheni, just like if you were to buy a shur, has a din of ma'aser sheni. But again, you can't transfer the hekdesh of ma'aser sheni to hekdesh of shlamim.
This all has to be ma'aser sheni year, right? It's
just... Correct. Actually, it could be, yeah, because afterwards, if anything left over, you have to do beer on it.
Wait, when we say it's like a lokech shel harisha, are we saying in that case it's not chal?
I thought we were saying it is chal, no?
Because we're saying this is not betoras latzisa or
lechulin. Let's say it's saying what the understanding is, latzisa dechulin in terms of shlamim, ella, but it does require in terms of ma'aser sheni. That's how they're, the mefarshim are understanding it. So this kedusha is ma'aser sheni, but there is no kedusha of shlamim. So the Gemara now says, it's probably machlokas, but I think there are 2 days here in Rashi about this. I think there are 2 days in Rashi about how to interpret that line. So Gemara now says, Itmar hamatvis maos ma'aser sheni l'shlamim. A person tries to take maos ma'aser sheni to transfer it to shlamim, to hektesh shlamim. So I say, I got coins here that are ma'aser sheni. I want to now designate these coins for kedusha shlamim. So what's going to be? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kana, it works. You can have hektesh of shlamim bichal on hektesh of maos ma'aser sheni. Rabbi Elazar Amar, lo kana, it doesn't work. So Gemara explains, Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Meiser Mamun Hedyot. He holds that Meiser Sheni, this big machlokas throughout Shas, Maos Meiser Sheni, whether it's Mamun Hedyot, which means it's my personal use, I could use it to marry a woman, I could use it for many mundane things, or is it Meiser Gavoa, and I have to treat it with sanctity, and I have to eat it in Yushalayim, bring it to Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, Aliba, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar Meiser, is the Mamon Hedyot, who it's that of a regular person, there's no Kedusha to it. The Chuli Alm, everyone gives a little pligi, the Kani. I can take Meiser Sheni coins and say, I want Hektesh of Shlomo to be Chal on it, because Meiser Sheni is Hedyot in the first place. So keep pligi, when is there Machlokes? Aliba, the Rebbe Meir, the Amar Meiser, Mamon Gavohi. He says, no, you can't use Meiser Sheni to marry someone. Meiser Sheni is Gavoa, it's the din of Hektesh. So within Rabbi Meir's understanding that Maos Ma'aser Sheni is Hektesh, it's a debate. Would he allow the Hektesh of Shlamim to be Chal on the already Hektesh of Ma'aser Sheni? So the Gemara explains, Man, the Amar Lo Kani, that the Hektesh of Shlamim is not Chal on Hektesh of Maos Ma'aser Sheni. They all like Rabbi Meir, because since Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, we have a concept, Ein Hektesh, Chal Hektesh. But Man, the Amar, the one who holds Kani, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Hektesh Shlamim can be Chal on the Maos Ma'aser Sheni, he says, Kevin the Ma'aser Kariv Shlamim, since you can use Ma'aser Sheni, if I've got an animal that has a Ma'aser Sheni, I could use that as a carbon Shlamim itself. So just like by behemoths, you could transfer Ma'aser Shenis into Shlamims, Kimis Pasas Le Nami Tafis. It also works on the monetary level as well, that even though in general, Ain Hektesh Chal Hektesh, there's a special exception that Hektesh Shlamim can be Chal and Hektesh Ma'aser Sheni, again, because since by a behema Ma'aser Sheni can be used for Shlamim, so too by Hatfasas Maos, it works as well. So ask the Gemara now, Meisive, right before the Mishnah. Meisive asks the Gemara, that Maos Hamatvis, Maos Ma'aser Sheni L'Shlamim, a person who uses coins of Ma'aser Sheni to put Kedusha of Shlamim onto those coins, Keshu Poden, when he redeems, when he wants to use those coins now for Chulin, he has to extract the Kedusha from the Maos to make the Maos Chulin. What happens is, Maos of Aleim Shnei Chumshin, he has to pay double penalty, double fifths. How so? Echa Lehektesh, Vecha Lemaiser. One chomesh for the hektesh abo, the hektesh of shlomim. Whenever you're po the hektesh, the lach is you have to pay, if I, let's say, have $10 worth of hektesh, I want to redeem it, I have to pay an additional $2 penalty, one-fifth of the $10. So that's why I pay one chomesh. And another thing, whenever I have ma'aser sheni, if I'm po the ma'aser sheni, I also have to redeem plus and add another chomesh. So we see the fact that you pay two chomeshin tells us that the shlomim hektesh is chal on the ma'aser sheni. And when I'm poda, I need to poda chomesh for the ma'aser sheni shabo and poda for the hektesh shlamim shabo. So we see that it is chal, that shlamim is chal on the maos ma'aser sheni. So Gemara says, misavras divya kolhi. Whoever says that this brisa goes according to all opinions. Ha money, Rabbi Yehuda. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ma'aser sheni is mamon hedyo. But according to Rabbi Meir, mamon gavoa, it still is an open question. Okay, the new Mishnah. We've been learning before that a person, when it comes to bringing a person's personal chiyuvim, so a person is not allowed to use ma'isa sheni to fulfill his personal chiyuv. If a guy needs to bring a chatas, a guy needs to bring a shlamim, so you can't dip into your ma'isa sheni account, and you have to use the chulin. So the Gemara explains in Manayin, how do we know that you have to use chulin? So the Gemara explains, la'omer, hare alai toda. Guy says, hare alai toda, I'm taking upon myself a requirement to bring a carbon toda. He has to bring only from chulin. So Talmud Lomar, when you shecht the carbon pesach, it should be tzonu vakar. So Gemara asks a very basic question. The Mishnah says, "V'halo pesach ain ba elamina kvasim mina izim." You can only bring sheep or goat as a carbon pesach. You can't bring bakar. Bakar is cattle. You can't bring cattle or cow as a pesach. So why does the pasuk say, "V'zavachta pesach laHashem lokecha tzonu vakar"? So answers the Mishnah, Imkein Matam Alomar Tzonu Vakar, Lahakish Kol Haba Mina Bakar LePesach, to connect all carbonos which come from cattle and tzon and sheep and stuff, that come from flock, that's connected to Pesach, meaning Ma Pesach Davar Shebechova, just like Pesach is a requirement to bring it on Yudal Nisan Ve'enu Ba'el Mina Chulun, and you can only bring the current Pesach from Chulun. We'll see in the Gemara how we know that. So once that's a given, that the Pesach only comes from Chulun through the Tekdesh, Af kol davar shebechov, so to any other carbon that's a chiv based on bakar ritzon, eino ela minachul, has to also come only from that which is chulim. Lefikach, therefore, concludes the Mishnah, ha'ome hare alai toda, hare alai shlamim. A person takes upon himself to bring a toda or a shlamim, hol v'ban chova, since it's coming now as a chiv, because he took upon himself, he's b'chayiv himself, so now we stand, it's a chiv, le'yaviu ela minachul, to fulfill his chiv, he must bring from chulim, not from ma'aser sheni. And then the Mishnah says, "Unesachim and bechol makom." When it comes to nesachim, the nesachim, whether or not you bring nesachim as part of the carbon toda or shlamim, you can bring them wherever you want, either from meiser or from chulin. Whether or not you say you want to bring it from meiser or chulin, you always have to bring bechol makom lo yaviu ela minachulin. Nesachim always has to come from chulin. Okay, so we'll address this in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah had an assumption that the carbon pesach can only come from chulin. How do we know? How do we know you can't use ma'aser sheni to fulfill your chiyuv of mitzvahs carbon pesach? So Gemara asks, "Gus pesach gufei minale." How do we know the pesach only comes from chulin? The Sanya, the Brisa, teaches us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nemar. It says by pesach b'mitzrayim, b'nemar pesach ledaros. The word pesach describes a carbon pesach that took place in the Mitzrayim, the one-time event, and it also says pesach when it comes to the daros, to keeping the carbon pesach for years thereafter. So ma pesach ha'amur b'mitzrayim l'ba elam min achulun, just like the current pesach in Mitzrayim only came from chulun because ma'aser sheni didn't exist yet, so it had to have come from chulun. So just like that was true of the pesach Mitzrayim, ah pesach ha'amur l'doros, so too through this hekesh or gzer shava rather, so too the pesach of l'doros is also lo ba elam min achulun. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, very nice, but the problem is, v'chidan and efshar mishi efshar. You can't learn a case of possibility of a situation where you can bring from Ma'aser Sheni in the future, when we enter Eretz Yisrael, you can bring from Ma'aser Sheni, as opposed to Dora, Pesach Mitzrayim, we had no choice, chulin was the only option we have. So that's a case of efshar. You can't use the case of efshar as a model for the future when it's possible to bring from other things, such as Ma'aser. So Rabbi Elzer responds back, Amrlo, Afa Pikein, Afa P, Shiefshar, even though you're right, in Mitzrayim it was impossible to bring from Ma'aser Sheni, it just didn't exist yet. Raya Gadolhi, V'nilmad Himan, it still serves as a Raya, it doesn't really justify why, but it's really used as the model, that was really the Pesach Mitzrayim was the model, was Av, Binan Av, for all generations to come, and therefore since it took place in that way, even though there's no other option, it set the stage for the future as well. That wasn't brought down in the Mitzvah, that wasn't continued. The Pesach is only connecting where it comes from. The blood was something that is considered extra, I guess, something very different. So then the Gemara says, Chazer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, fine. So very nice. V'danu dinach, I'm going to take a different angle here. What's a different angle now? Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekein Ein Ta'on, Matan Damim V'emim L'gabi Mizbeach. Mitzrayim is a whole nother halacha. There's no Mizbeach, there's no sprinkling blood in the Mizbeach, there's no Emur in the Mizbeach, and therefore all the halachas are different. It came from Chulin. So you can't bring a raya, tomar, but pesach doros onto Amud Beis now. The current pesach that were for generations that was shetone, matan damim, ve murim legavim mizbeach. There's a whole other set of halachas that applies to the pesach doros. How could you possibly bring a raya from pesach Mitzrayim, which was very different than pesach doros? So that's Rabbi Kiva's other understanding why you can't use pesach Mitzrayim as the model. So he says back, Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer says back to him, Hareyu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Va'avalt es avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. You should do this avoda in this month. What do you mean b'chodesh hazeh? She'yihu kol ha'avodos she'chodesh hazeh kazeh. All the other avodos that were going to take place in the future should be just like this one, just like it was done in Mitzrayim in such a way, so too all the future generations should be done the same way. So even though you're right, and many of the details were different, there's no Emurim, there's no Matnos Damim, still in the end of the day it should be similar in which regard? With regards to at least the source of the food, the source of the carbon, namely from Chulin and not from Meiser. So Gemara now wants to understand Rabbi Kiva's, where he stands in all this. Rabbi Kiva had two different questions. He said, number one is, Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. That's number one. Number two, he says that the Pesach Mitzrayim is very different in terms of the details than Pesach Daros. So Gemara wants to understand Rabbi Kiva. Esav Lafi hold De Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. He holds you can't learn a possibility from that which is impossible. Like it bimilsa, let him stand strong. Why does he have to take a second question? See, he have a machokas, whether you can learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. Why not just stand strong with that concept? If he retracted and he agreed, I agree, you're right, actually, you can learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. So then he asks the question, so he says, you know why you can't learn from Mitzrayim? That you only brought from Chulun because Mishum Hai Pirchu, because the Karim Pesach had no Damav and no Emurav and the Mizbeach was very, very different. So if that was the case, Pesach Midbar Yochiach, you could undo that question of Rabbi Akiva, whereby in Mitzrayim, rather in the Midbar, when they continued to bring the Karban Pesach, where there was Damav and Emurim on the Mizbeach, when they built the Mishkan, they did have the blood and the various Emurim going on the Mizbeach, yet it only came from Chulin also, because the Chulin Maisa didn't exist until they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So that could have been a way to diffuse the other question. Again, Pesach Mitzrayim is different, he says, because there's no Damav and Emurim on the Mizbeach. So now move a little bit ahead in history. In the Midbar, in the Mishkan, where there was a Mizbeach, there was Damav, there was a Murav, and yet it only came from the Chulin. So that should be another model. Why wasn't that the response of Rabbi Eliezer back to Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what's going on here. Rabbi Akiva is going l'dvarav de Rabbi Eliezer Kamar. He's working within the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning what? Lididi, according to me, says Rabbi Akiva, in my humble opinion, ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. And that gets rid of the whole discussion. I don't hold you can learn from that which is impossible. But at least in your world, Lididach, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, Damris, that you hold, done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. You can learn that which is possible from that which is impossible. So I have another question for you, though. So let's give you that just for a second. In your world, we'll grant you that assumption. But Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekein Ein Ton Matan Damim Ve'emurim L'gabim Mizbeach. You can't use Mitzrayim as a model because it was such a different type of carbon. Tomer, are you going to say the same thing? The Pesach Doros, Shetan Matan Damim Ve'emurim L'gabim Mizbeach. And to that, Rabbi Elazar responds, Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Va'avalta. No, I have a Hekesh. The Pasuk says all the Pesachim that take place B'Chodesh Kazeh should be just like the Chodesh that took place, the carbon that took place in the Chodesh Kazeh in Pesach Mitzrayim. So that is the back and forth between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So then the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer give the answer we just suggested? He should have said, Le Malay Pesach Midbar Yochiach. He could have uprooted Rabbi Kiva's question by saying, Pesach Midbar, there was a Mizbeach, there was Damav, there was a Murav, and yet they only came from a Chulin. That would have refuted his other question. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer was also doing Ledvar of the Rabbi Akiva Kamarle. He was responding to the world of Rabbi Akiva, meaning, in my world, says Rabbi Eliezer, done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, I learned from that which is impossible. I have no problem here. And Umishim Hai Pirchan, the second question that you ask Rabbi Akiva in terms of Pesach Mitzrayim is different. I would respond, Pesach Midbar Yochiach, look at Pesach Midbar, where there was Mizbech, there was Damav. But his response was, in your world, Ledidach, according to you, Rabbi Akiva, Damris ain't done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, that you can't learn that which is possible from that which is impossible. I have a Gzerset Kosev, that this is an exception, and at least you should agree to me to this point. Vavarta. The Pasuk Vavarta tells me that the Psukim itself are makish all the different Karbanos Pesach from Mitzrayim to Midbar to Doros, even though in general we don't learn Efshar, even though you hold and don't learn Efshar Mishi Efshar, this should be an exception. So even though they weren't really directly attacking each other, they're trying to respond how they would have accepted in each of their particular positions. So the Gemara now says, Vahashanami, now that we said this idea, that Rabbi Eliezer is somich his words on the Hekesh of Avadita. Avadita is telling us that we're connecting Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros. Lifroch, let's ask the following question. Why didn't he ask a question, Rabbi Akiva still could have asked the question of Dan Efshar Mishi Efshar. How come we're saying, oh, how can the Hekesh uproot the Dan Efshar Mishi Efshar? And Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amar Rav Sheshi says, Zos Omeris, Shein Meshivin Al Hekesh. You can have all the kashis in the world, but once you have a Hekesh, even though you have this concept of Danin Ein, Danin Efshar, Mishi Efshar, once it's a Hekesh, it's a Gezer Sarkasava, no Svaras, no kashis make a difference anymore, and that's why the conversation ended after bringing that Hekesh. So then the Gemara says, Ubi Tarbitza. What's Tarbitza? If you look at Tosos, the medium wide lines down, that very first Tosos, there's two lines there, Tarbitza, Amar, Hu Beis HaMedrash. That's a reference to the Beis HaMedrash. Makom Shemarbitzin Bo Torah, place where they're marbitz Torah. V'lashon HaShosifu Bo Rabbanim B'Shas. It's creating more, learning more, Talmidei Chachamim. So back to the Gemara now, B'Tarbitza, in the Beis HaMedrash, Amor, it was said as follows. V'chidavar HaLamid B'Hekesh, Chozim Lamid B'Hekesh. So again, how do we know that Pesach Ledoros requires from Chulin? Because we have a Hekesh of the Vavadata. The Pesach of Chodesh Hazeh, all Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Ledoros are all the same. That's Hekesh 1. But now we have a second Hekesh. The Mishnah said, how do we know that all other Karbonos also have to come from Chulin? Because we said Tona Bakar was a Makish to Pesach. We have two Hekeshim here. And we have a concept in the world of Seder Kachim, V'chidavar HaLamid B'Hekesh, Chozim Lamid B'Hekesh, that which is initially learned through a Hekesh, namely the Hekesh of Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doris is Hekesh 1. And then from Pesach to Tzona Bakar is Hekesh 2, we don't learn Chiyadavar HaLamid B'Hekesh, Chozim Lamid B'Hekesh, we don't do double Hekeshim. So Gemara says, Bechlala Itmar, Pesach Kula Chadamilsim. That first understanding of Avadata, of Chodesh, is that wasn't really a Hekesh. It was all included as just one. It wasn't even a limud. It was just more of like a Pasuk, that Pesach is all the same. Not because of a Hekesh, that's just a Mefurish Pasuk of how Pesach works. And then the one Hekesh that's used is once we establish that Pesach comes from Chulin as one Halacha, we use one Hekesh to carry it over to all other Karbanos. Now, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva didn't like the limud of learning Pesach Doros and Pesach Mitzrayim. That was Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Kiva, Pesach deinu ba ela min chulin minale. Everyone agrees that Pesach could only come from Chulin, but what's the source? Rabbi Eliezer learned it from Pesach Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva wasn't satisfied, so how does he know that Pesach can only come from Chulin? Minale. So Nafkalei, Rabbi Kiva learns it out from Mehad Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, which interestingly quotes Rabbi Eliezer here, a different Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know if it's the same one. So he quotes a pasuk in Vayikra. It says, Zos HaTorah La'ola V'Lamincha V'Lachadash V'Lashim V'Lamiluim V'Lazevach L'Sham. This is the Torah, and we've seen this before, I think in Zvachim, that we connect all the various kabbalas to each other, and there's one unique detail learned from Ola, which applies to all the other ones. And Mincha has a special chiddush that applies to all the other ones. So each of these dimensions of kabbalas have a special chiddush that applies to all the other ones listed. So the Gemara goes through one by one. Ola, Ma'ola, Tu'un, a Kli, just like an Ola, requires a Kli, Af, Kol, Ton, Kli. So too every other carbon requires a Kli. Ma'ihi, what Kli are you talking about? So Ilema Mizrak, the fact that you have to use a Kli or a Keli to catch all the blood of Mekabel Ladam. So why do you need the Pasuk of Ola? Gavi Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Namiksiv. It has another Pasuk that tells us, V'yosem Ba'ganos, you place the blood in the Kelim. So you don't need the Pasuk of Ola to tell me that din. So Ella, which Keli are we referring to? Ella Sakin, the knife. The knife is also called the Kli. So V'ola Gufa Minel. And how do you know that Ola requires a Sakin? So we're using Ola, having a sakin, and replying that to all the other karbanos require a sakin as well. So how do you know that an ol itself, as the source, requires a sakin? So last week's parsha, dechsev, vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikachas ha-machelos lishchor es b'no, he extended his hand and used, he took the knife, the machelos teshech, his son Yitzchak, v'hasim olahu, and we know that Yitzchak was an ola, dechsev, and says, vayaleu le'ola tachas b'no, and the seh, the ayah, was used as a replacement of the Ola for of Yitzhak. So we see that Yitzhak was an Ola, and there was a Machelos that was used. So just like the Ola of that Kedesh Yitzhak had a Machelos, had a Sakin, had a Kli, so to all other Karbanos, when Shechting, you need to use a Kli. That's what we learn from the word Ola. And then the Gemara says, what do you learn from the word Mincha? Ma Mincha einu nechelos elo l'zichei kahuna. The halachas are that the shiraim are eaten by the zichei kahuna. The pasuk says, kol zachar b'vnei Aaron yochalena. So zichei kahuna eat the mincha. So to af kol ein nechal elo l'zichei kahuna. So to all other karbanos, any item eaten by the kohanim are only eaten by the zichei kahuna, not the nekevos. So my, which type of carbon are we referring to? Chatas v'asham, you're telling me we're teaching the din by chatas v'asham that too is only eaten by the zichakuna. Well, that's behedik. If you have the first pasuk that the kol zachar b'kohanim yuchlenu says a couple places by the chatas and the asham. We don't need a limud from the mincha that the zichakuna eat it. Ila zivchei shamit sibor to tell me that as well is going to be eaten only by zichakuna. That too is learned by riboy the cross. There's an extra pasuk which includes the zivchei shamit sibor b'kodesh hakadoshim tochalenu. Kol zachar yochel also. So which limud are we learning from limud? This tells us al zivchei shamit tibur ein shein nechal ela zivchei kuna. So again, what is the source? What's the need to learn from mincha if we have other psukim telling me that the other karbanos are required to be eaten by the zivchei kuna? So Gemara concludes, you're right, it's actually a tanahi, there's a machlokas tanahim. What is the source of that the shamit tibur are nechal by the zivchei kuna? Some use the pasuk here of Zos HaTorah, the pasuk that we're now darshaning here. Other use Mehacha from the other pasuk of Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochel Yosau Machlokas. Everyone agrees what the halacha is. The question is, how do you get to that halacha? So that tells us Ola and Mincha. We'll have to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Again, ultimately, we're trying to get to the point that Karim Pesach only comes from Mechulim, but we'll see that Emir Tashem tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.